You are listening to WREK 91.1 FM, and this is Stonehenge coming at you for 20 solid hours, which started just maybe quarter till 8 p.m. tonight,
yeah,
I believe.
7:45.
As solid as the triptychs of Stonehenge.
Oh, I'm telling you, if we had time to talk about that.
We don't.
Okay, good. Let's just stick with rock, shall we? For those of you tuning in just now, welcome. We are celebrating tonight, not that Stonehenge has been on the air for 20 years, because it's actually been quite longer than that, but we are celebrating Dr. Rock because he has been at the helm here for 2 decades, which is pretty impressive. So he's blushing. I'm going to describe the blush on his cheeks right now because we're talking about him, but you know what can I say? Dr.
You're getting
Rock
choked up.
Oh. I am, you know, he gave me a chance when I didn't even know what.
I'm just making like stuff accepting up now. An award.
I am on his behalf.
Before you came on board, remember I brought you a stack of records down at... Where was it? You used to work at...
Noni's.
Noni's, yeah.
Yeah, I worked with one of Chris's many sons, and I used to listen to the show all the time.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, at the time I lived in LJ, and I would drive down on the weekends to work at Noni's, and right about Jasper, I would pick up Rec, and I was like, what? What is this music? Who are these? Well, who's this British guy? Who's this other guy? What? This is awesome. And then in conversation one night, my coworker was like, oh, that's my dad. My dad, Dr. Rock. And ever since then, do you still have the note that I wrote on the bar napkin? You better.
God. I don't know.
He said it was in his man cave. So
I'm sure he does.
It's got to be there.
I had a question about a song that I had heard that night. And I was like, hey, what? On a little bar napkin, you know, I was like, wrote out like, hey, what's the song that was like the lyrics or something like this, and then I kissed it with my lipstick and I gave it to him.
Easy. Oh boy.
Yeah, I know. I was like a huge mega fan. So anyway, 7 years later.
And we're still kissing.
Napkins.
Napkins. That's as far as I got with the napkin.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my personal trip down Stonehenge memory.
The funny thing is it's identical to how I ended up doing the show with Chris
Wow. Man, serial MO over here. Well, anyway, so congratulations to Chris, though, for real, because 20 years is an awesome amount of time to be providing.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Great tunes to the masses.
A public service.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, are you guys listening out there? Are you paying Chris for this? Like, come on. Come on.
I know.
Anyway, back to the set, though. It's back to business, everybody. All right. Gosh, how did I used to do this? Did I go backwards or did I start from the top?
You went backwards a lot.
Did I go backwards a lot? Okay, that sounds about right. Well, you just heard from the band Sunbirds off of their self-titled album. And the song was called Spanish Sun. We were just vibing out to that in here pretty well, I think.
It's a bong ripper.
Yes, indeed. No bongs were ripped in here, P.S., by the way. But were one to do that, it would be an apt choice. Before that was Budgie from the album Never Turn Your Back on a Friend, which I always say I'm going to pick another album because they have great albums, but that's my favorite. And that track was called Parents. That one goes out to Chris, Dr. Rock. Ow! Because I think it's maybe the only record that I've been like, wait, you don't have that on vinyl yet? Because you have literally every other record on vinyl.
I do now.
So now he does, yeah.
So yeah, we would play that when we DJ'd.
Yeah. Oh, you mean when we DJ'd out?
When we DJ'd out, yeah.
At Elmir? Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
That was our song.
It was. We have a few. We'll scatter them throughout the night. Before that was the band Yesterday's Children. I pulled that one from Bridges' vinyl collection that she brought for the evening. And that was the self-titled album. The track was called Paranoid. Before that, we had the band Dust. Self-titled album. The track was Pull Away So Many Times. Featuring...